Back in the darn paratest mission of your Karnam Shaini Naisei is Plainis Kura. Somebody who makes a netter offering on himself like a korban for marrying a certain unattractive girl by Rehi No, and it turns out she is actually attractive. Shaira by Rehi Levana. He makes a netter not to marry a certain dark skinned girl, and it turns out she is actually light skinned. Ksara by Rehi Arucha. He makes a netter not to marry a certain short girl, and it turns out she is actually tall. Mutterba, he would be allowed to marry her. Lo mipneshihi ka'ura v'nasis not. Not in a case where she was actually unattractive at the time of the netter, and later on became more attractive. Shchaira v'nasis levana. She was dark-skinned and became lighter-skinned. Sara v'nasis arucha. She was short and after the netter became tall. As this would be no lot, since it occurred after he made the netter, and therefore he cannot be mocked the netter in this way. Ella Shahanetertos, only in a case where the netter was actually a mistake, he thought she was unattractive, but she was actually attractive. In such a case, the netter would be mutter, even without going to a chacham. Umaisa be'echad shenadar mibasa choso hanoya. There was a maisa in somebody who made a netter not allowing his niece to have benefit from him, as they were pressuring him to marry his niece, and in order to stop them from pressuring him, he made the netter. They brought her to the house of Rabbi Yishmael, and he fixed her up to make her much more attractive. Rabbi Yishmael said to the one who made the netter, "My son, is this the type of girl you had in mind when you made the netter?" He said to him, "No, I did not have this type of girl in mind." Rabbi Yishmael was matur the netter. Even though we hold ain toitchen benoilai, the chacham cannot be matur the netter by asking the person, "Had you known that such and such would have occurred after the netter, would you have made the netter?" Since he would have made the netter anyway, since that thing was unlikely to occur. Rabbi Yishmael holds this is not called noilai, since any girl is possible to fix her up and make her look much better. Rabbi Yishmael, at that time Rabbi Yishmael cried to Amar, and he said, "Benoi Yisrael knows hang. The daughters of Yisrael are actually good-looking. Ella shaha'anias minavoltan. The fact that they are poor makes them look much worse." U'kishameis Rabbi Yishmael hayu b'nos Yisrael noisois kina v'omrus. When Rabbi Yishmael died, the daughters of Yisrael, they lamented over him and they said, "B'nos Yisrael Rabbi Yishmael b'chena." The daughters of Yisrael are crying over Rabbi Yishmael b'chena omer. And the same is said in the pasuk, "B'nos Yisrael al Shaul b'chena." The daughters of Yisrael are crying over Shaul. Sechad Nidarim Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. Nara Hame Orasa Aviha Ubala Mefirin Nidarel. Now, a girl that's 11 years old and older, if she understands the idea of a netter, even though she's not yet a gedola, her Nidarim are kayam and she has to keep her netter. But the Torah gave a schus for her father to be mefer and to break the Nidarim that his daughter makes until she is 12 and a half years old. Now, that's only if she is not yet Niskacha. But if she is Niskacha and not yet married, the father cannot be made for the netter alone. He can only be made for the netter together with her husband. Hefer ha'av velo hefer ha'bal. Hefer ha'bal velo hefer ha'av. If only the father was made for the netter and not the bal, or vice versa, only the bal was made for and not the father. Ain't no mufa. The netter is not broken and the girl has to keep her netter. The ain't tarach loymar shekiem echad mehem. And certainly if one of them confirmed the netter, he was pleased with the netter, certainly they can no longer be made for the netter, even if the one who was mekayim the netter goes to a chacham to be matur his confirmation of the netter, which in other cases he could do. But in this case, since they only could be made for together, once one of them was mekayim the netter, they no longer have a right to be made for the netter.